We're live from Super Zoo in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Convention Center. It is our year-end, summer-end new pet product special. About 500 to 700 exhibitors here. We've picked the best, I think, so far. Okay, I'm moving to the end of the line here. Getting there. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Harry?
Yes?
What is it? What do you have here, Harry?
I have a Dougie Doo bag called Scoopig. I invent the bag. One day, accidentally, when I was walking with the dog...
Accidentally,
I picked up the bag which had a hole on it. And I picked up a poop, and all over my hand, I came home, I told my wife, I got to come up with something which is I don't have carry. So I came up with this. It's a bag, has a scoop in it. All you have to do is just bend the scoop, pick up the poop, dropping, and invert it over, tie it, throw in a trash can. Also, you can use it as a bag when you're walking in the street to carry a bottle of water for a dog or something.
Uh-huh.
So works as a
like, so it doubles as the bag.
Yeah, you just drop it in the bottle of water, and then just use it.
You know, I like that idea because I've used other bags before, and if it's a little loose, you have to use, even though you got your hand in a plastic bag, you still have to kind of feel it. Yeah, even though you don't touch it.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, sir, come on over here. No more. They're just talking. They're playing away here. Got to do this here. Here, let me come around on this side here. This next gentleman, I think this is the perfect way to end off the show here today from the new pet product special.
I saved the best for last, I tell you.
I'm looking at a calendar of monthly... When I first looked at it, I thought it said monthly dogs, but it says monthly dues.
D-O-O-S.
And we're talking about the doggy do type. It is it's a calendar, the 2007 dog poop calendar. I'll show it up. Parents, if you don't want your children to see this, close their eyes, please. I'm pulling it to the microphone now so that you can see this. It's a whole year long of calendar pictures featuring doggy poo. Scott from Watch Your Step Productions, the brainchild behind this. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How did you invent this?
Well, it was an alcohol-related...
I thought so.
I had friends from Boston visiting. We were taking a walk on the Oregon coast. My friend almost stepped in dog poop. Just before he did, I pulled him away, and we were laughing so hard, we took a picture of it. Days later, we're developing the picture. You know, we were looking at our developed pictures, and there it was. My friend said, look at that. It's so beautiful. We must have taken it at sunset because the sand was like peachy orange. There were ripples in it. There was seagrass. There was a little piece of driftwood. And my friend said, you know what? That's a beautiful picture. Look at the composition.
Yeah. That picture here, I'm just looking at January. This looks like is this petrified poop?
Yeah. It's white dog poop,
yes.
Which is very rare.
Yes.
You only find it...
Your dog's sick if you have it, right?
Well, actually, it's from dogs that eat a lot of bones, and the poop calcifies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at February, which, of course, includes the obligatory box of chocolates, except instead of chocolates, we have doggy dudes.
Yeah, that was a hard one for me to do. You know, we collect all the dog poop from...
You needed one of these scoop picks.
Well, yeah, we collect it from a dog park, and then we take it and we put it into these beautiful settings. We're a parody of a classic scenic calendar that just happens to be dog poop in the picture.
Okay, where can we get one of these? Oh, my God.
We have a website called monthlydoos, DOOS.com, and if you don't buy it from us, we have links to incredible sites like stupid.com, The Prank Place, Gagworks, sitstay.com.
Okay, what's this over here?
Okay, our latest product, it's called Chocolate Dew Drops.
Oh, yes.
It's a quarter pound of luscious, good quality milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the shape. It's kind of like a soft serve, don't you think? A chocolate.
It does look like that, yes.
Yeah. And it's packaged in a doggy pickup bag with a bit of fake grass. And it's got a knot tied in the
okay,
top.
Hold on a second. Just hold on a second. Dick, come on over here. Dick Van Patten joining us once again.
How are you doing?
Very good. We're talking about the new pet products here today.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Gentleman here, Scott.
How are you, Scott?
Good. How are you, Dick?
Oh, very good. Thanks.
I left you a calendar at Super.
Oh, that's right. Thank you very much.
You've already given him a calendar, Scott?
Last year at Super Zoo, I just dropped one.
What do you think of his doggy poo calendar?
I think it's beautiful.
It's in your garage, right?
No, it's in my house. We have it in the living room.
Well, I gave you one because I care enough to give a crap.
Oh, that was nice, Scott. Thank you.
You know what? It's a fact of life that touches all.
I want you to notice this. He is also now producing the... And you may want to get on this.
I'm not crazy about that.
This is the chocolate dog dew.
Oh, I know.
These are designed for
for the person, the family, the pooper scooper. They need to be rewarded. It's a gay kiss. It's a ha-ha white elephant, you know. Solid chocolate.
You know what? You've been here all day, and the last thing you really want to see is this kind of stuff in your face, right?
No, it's quite pleasant, Scott. Thank you. You made my day.
Well, now, I noticed there was a line out there in front of the hobo chili there. You were serving the hobo chili earlier?
But people have been complaining. They think that we're killing hobos to make it. The hobos that we use are already dead.
Oh, yeah. You kind of know this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could see Dick Van Patten just telling me that. I'm sorry, you were my father figure. I had to hear you say a joke like that.
You grew up with me.
Yeah, I grew up. Tom Bradley was my father because I didn't have a real father.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But that was a good show, and I enjoyed it. And the kids were very nice on the show.
Yes, they certainly were. Now, the food that you're introducing today, the hobo chili, I saw you with the TV cameras and the hat out there and everything. Is that the way that you're promoting the food now is showing that you can eat it? It's made in a place where you can eat human-grade food?
That's human-grade food, and it's very tasty and very good. There's nothing bad in it. Dick Van Patten's natural balance.
I eat it all the time. I'm serious about that. The Irish stew, I know that's your favorite, right?
What a good memory you have. That's my favorite.
I snuck by for lunch. I didn't have any food today, so I had to go by there, by the booth, get my lunch.
Well, it really is very, very good food, and your animals are your family members, aren't they? And you got to feed them.
They love us very much.
Do you have any animals at home?
I just have three cats. I outlive my dogs. So I don't have. But my sons live next door, and they have dogs.
And they all love the food, huh?
Oh yeah, they all eat the food.
Well, check it out. It's Natural Balance Eatables.
They're lucky dogs, I tell you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for coming by today. You've actually ended our show for us.
Oh, very good. I mean, I don't want to see it end.
You've been on the show several times. We'll see you again very soon, I hope.
I do. I always enjoy the Animal Radio Network.
Thank you so very much.
We have to have him back on January when his Italian spaghetti comes out.
You remember, the meatballs and spaghetti.
She's a big spaghetti fan. Yeah. There you go. Dick Van Patten on Animal Radio, ladies and gentlemen.